The city of Blytheville owes a lot of money to the Internal Revenue Service. Just over $2 million in unpaid payroll taxes and another $1 million in penalties. Blytheville Mayor James Sanders has set March 13th as the date for a special election, a tax that would help pay the debt in 15 months. The proposed idea is not popular with those who are members of the Blytheville Greater Area Chamber of Commerce.
I guess the underpinning with all of this is that we are afraid that the tax will not pass because of lack of voter information.
Liz Smith is with the chamber, and she tells what needs to be provided to citizens.
The two essential pieces of information people need are, what are the real accounting facts involved? In other words, how much money went into the city, how much revenue was in, how much expenditure went out, where can they justify the expense of this $2.3 million? I don't think the chamber's point of view has to do with blaming anybody or feeling any kind of malpractice went on. I think that probably we view it as just management issues, but we do feel voters want to know where the money was spent, how the money was spent.
Ann Smith says there are some that are wondering if the tax is the only way to address the issue.
We would like to see an analysis, or on behalf of the people, an analysis of the options that the council has considered in deciding that the tax is the only way to resolve the problem.
In addressing some of the concerns, Blytheville Mayor James Sanders held a public meeting recently. Sanders says a member of the state's legislative audit told the public what was going on.
In that, it was my hope that we would be able to shed some light because of all of the different concerns, just the different things that were going around being said concerning theft and all of those issues. However, in speaking with Ms. June Barron from the Division of Legislative Audit, she assured the citizens in this town hall meeting that no money had been stolen. However, the money had been collected and was used for activities within the city. However, the money wasn't stolen.
And Sanders says he understands the concerns, which is why he held the meeting last week.
Government is slow with regards to the last audit. When we were discussing that with the chamber, that was their concern, is that there had not been any information from the last audit revealed, and neither had the previous audits been explained. And since the time of that statement even being made, we were already telling them that what we were trying to do is to get the Division of Legislative Audit to come to our area to explain the audit. Just like in any other place in the country, there's a lot of distrust in government, whether it be city government, state, or county government. And it was my hope that by having the Division of Legislative Audit to come and for them to give a direct opinion and direct information from their assessment of the legislative audit, that it may help the or provide the information directly to the citizens and allow them to see it in a different light.
Mayor Sanders says on top of asking for the tax, the city of Blytheville has been working on other ways to try to raise money.
There are parcels of property that we've already been identifying in and around the city in hopes that what we would do is to go ahead and sell those properties to raise funding. We've also been doing cutbacks within our city to see if we can identify funds that we might be able to remit toward the taxes. Also, we've been increasing our revenues from last year just simply by, you know, being more efficient in what we've been doing. So those are some of the other avenues that we're looking at, as well as contacting the IRS and trying to abate the penalties that have already been levied against us. And in those penalties, I believe that it's over $1 million in penalties to get those off of us. And after then, there's still a possibility of entering into a negotiation with them on payback.
Now Sanders tells why he's pushing for the special election.
The special election is merely an election for 1 cent sales tax, and this is a more efficient way of being able to pay off the debt. And again, it is expected to generate the $3.2 million in 15 months. There is a sunset time on it. And it's also our hope that if we can even get the taxes, the penalties abated, that it wouldn't even be a 15-month payback. It'll still allow us to still have funds within our coffers and to still be able to move the city forward and to keep our employees working.
Liz Smith with the Chamber of Commerce is nervous about the upcoming election, especially since it's less than a month away.
We have asked them to push the date back. I will be surprised if they're, based on the feedback I'm getting, if they'll do that. But we have asked them to push the date back based on the fact that we feel voters need more information. We've offered, you know, our goal always is to try to support the city and help it move forward as best we can as a Chamber of Commerce. We have 500 business members, and that encompasses over, you know, that encompasses closer to 2,000 people when we consider all their employees. We have a lot of ability to create a grassroots movement, and we want to be able to help the city. But our feeling is that if this vote fails, the city will be in a much weaker position with the IRS in terms of their negotiation power. So we want the vote to pass if indeed the election is going to occur. But we need time, we need information, number one, and we need time to get the information out, number two.
And Smith says the main concern is that the tax would not pass.
The Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, as we began discussing this, cited as their chief concern that the measure will fail. So we began our discussion there and discussed how can we, why would it fail, and what kind of information do we need from the city in order to try to support it. I mean, I think we all would like to support it. I think all of the thinking people in Blytheville would like to get this issue out of the way. We have plenty of other things we need to be working on. But the board's first concern, as when the issue came up, their first concern is that it is not going to pass. I don't know that everybody agrees with us. I think the city council, my conversations with the city council some of the members on city council have indicated that some of them think it'll pass. But we are hearing, you know, mostly from people who do not believe it'll pass.
Blytheville Mayor James Sanders says if it does not pass, the IRS could place liens on the city.
That is a history that I've seen in other cities, like Gould and Bauxite and those areas that have already happened. So we can only look at that history that has already occurred there and anticipate what can happen here.
And Sanders says it could impact Blytheville negatively.
This is economic development. When you look at that, it's a way of destroying the credit rating for the city. And in doing that, then it can hurt us economically. Also, I have citizens here who were employees, it would appear, had paid in their tax dollars, and that may even be some of those folks that we may have to cut back with. So these people had placed their money and their trust into the city and continued to work. And now the possibility after this is being seen is that they may lose their jobs.
Sanders says he's working with the Blytheville Chamber of Commerce to educate more people in advance of the March 13th special election that will be taking place in that city.